your boy, Shantan, your boy, Renetti.
What's going on? Catch us on Wild and Mofo, Real Dumb Shit, and Redacted Shunt for the Twitter, on YouTube, and on Facebook is Official Wild On, Instagram is Wild On Official, and Mixcloud is Wild On RDS for all that dumb shit.
Yo, from the purple chair of the Never Realm, it is the Real Dumb Shit. My name is Shunt, and he is
Redacted.
And this is episode something or other. At the moment, I'm keeping Redacted in the dark, so I'm having a ball. It's great to have you back, Redacted.
Why you gotta play games? Why you gotta play games?
Why shouldn't I play games?
Just that, you know. Keep talking about how this is a team, it's not about you, you know, etc, etc. Like, what's going on?
I'll tell you after the rundown. This rundown...
Before that?
No, you can't do it.
Why not?
Rundown, then you can interrupt.
Why not?
Because people need to know what's going on.
No one cares about the rundown.
They do.
No.
They do.
No. They do. I don't care about the rundown. Before
yeah, you know.
Before that, I've got an important announcement to me.
We all know you're coming out the closet, so it's all good.
No.
Not that. Okay, cool. Cool. Take your time.
It's all good. That is not in floor, the closet.
Floor's yours.
So, why are you looking at me like that for?
What's the announcement, bro? What's the announcement? I'm fucking with you, man. What's the announcement?
Yeah, it's about, I'm writing a script.
You're writing a script?
Yeah.
And what's the script about?
It's called...
Mm-hmm.
Shit Dumb Movie. Yep.
Okay.
The Shunt and Redacted story.
I don't think you should be the one writing it, bro.
Why not?
Mine will have the action, the car chases.
Because if you write it, it's going to be a very, like, one-sided view of what's happening.
Yeah.
If I write it, it's going to be like a factual biopic about what's happening. And
so you're gonna sell a documentary called... You're gonna do a documentary about real dumb shit, despite not having a video podcast or anything like that. We're the only voices of the internet.
So?
Huh?
So?
I'm just saying. Like, you know, I don't want to be like put in the cinema before I'm seen on the internet.
Why
I
not?
Mean, there's protocol. You know what
That's
I mean?
How you do it.
No, it's like you get you
go big or go home, bruv.
Oh god, so. I don't even know how to act, bruv, and I'm not having anybody like playing me in a film, bruv.
Why not?
Nah, can't run.
Why?
I just reckon I'll just do me injustice, bruv.
You can play yourself.
The only person that can play me is probably Macaulay Culkin. And I don't look like that guy.
Why?
Yeah?
Why Macaulay Culkin?
I reckon he's got enough charisma to do it. And it has to be somebody that nobody really knows. Because otherwise, you know, the story will be more about the famous person.
Why that dude from Arrow?
I know which one you're talking about as well. I should stab you in the chest. It's not even Arrow. Alright, so what, Diggle for you then?
I was envisioning someone a little bit younger.
I mean, you came out old.
It's a bit old.
You came out old, bro.
It's a bit old.
You came out old.
Only in the brains.
Fair enough. Oh, God. So belligerent.
What?
Just saying, you interrupted the rundown for this announcement, and the announcement is... it's going to fuck me up my game. Anyway, today's rundown...
It's a very important announcement. People need to know what's going on.
If people are... I don't know. I mean, personally, Redacted, yeah. I'm not being this like to be horrible or anything like that. But what scripts have you completed so far?
Completed. Actually completed. This can be the first one. Hey.
You've been writing for a hot minute.
Hey. Like, you know, there has to be a first step somewhere. This is it. I feel like this is the one because it's very close to my heart.
And that's the reason why it's going to take ages. Anyway.
That's not going to take ages.
It will, bro.
It's not going to take ages.
You'll be doing this in 2020, bro. Nah. Like, yeah, I'm writing a movie about real dumb shit.
Nah.
It's terrible stuff.
That is not what it's called, though.
What, dumb real shit?
That's not what it's called.
What is it?
It's shit, dumb movie.
Shit, dumb movie.
Yes.
Why?
Just flip the words behind it.
I need to flip.
How you do.
You don't know how?
That's how you do. No, that's how you separate the copyrights for the show and the film.
Yeah, but you might as well consolidate the whole copyright and then get money for the
overall because merch. if you incur liabilities on one, it will affect the other. That's why you need to split them.
I suppose. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Exactly.
Fair enough.
It's not just for wearing hats.
So, Apple and Google are launching their own gaming streaming services. Stranger Things 3 and the video game. Jimmy Carr versus Big Nasty and the state of UK comedy.
No one's talking about that.
Hulk Hogan movie. MK2 Shang Tsung from the Mortal Kombat film. So, is it becoming a case where actors are more likely to go into a game versus going into the movie of the game? Game of Thrones trailer. Fox has finalized deal, or Disney Fox finalized deal. Lucy in the Sky, Road Cops, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and plus other things.
You always say that, but there's never any other things.
There is, bruv. All the stuff that I'm arguing between.
Then one other thing.
Well, we had that big old rant in the beginning about the film that you're writing.
Yeah, but that's gone now, so it's not in. You can't put it at the end of the rundown because we just had that.
Dearie me. So yeah, Apple and Google are launching gaming streaming services.
Yep.
On top of that, Apple's also doing the film / TV streaming service. So is it going to be a case that we just? I mean, I know it's not. I mean, I still got a Nintendo for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Still got a PlayStation for a reason. Still got an Xbox for a reason. And it's not because of Apple and Google. Although I think it's quite cheeky what Apple are doing with the Apple Arcade system. Have you heard?
No, sir.
Basically, you can get a solidified offline experience on your iPhone or iDevice. For a subscription with no in-app purchases and all that stuff. Everything just comes as is.
Okay.
So
why is that cheeky?
It's cheeky, bruv. So they'll give you the free nonsense.
Yeah.
And you have to pay a subscription for games that you've already played.
Yes. But would it just be like what do you call it? The Xbox one.
Game Pass.
Yeah.
Yes, I suppose, but you still got DLC and all that stuff with Game Pass games.
Well, we don't know what games they're going to have on this Apple shit, so.
Well,
they might have DLC.
I mean, Google are going to be doing the same things by the looks of things.
Yeah.
Which I'm not too thrilled about. Mainly because. It's just a promo that annoyed me. It's like people have been playing games ever, blah, 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 blah. And it looked like they were, I don't know what they were doing. And it's like, it didn't feel right. It didn't feel like, yeah, I'm going to have a console. It just looked like a load of people streaming stuff. So it's like, you're just going to have to stream everything.
Yeah.
No, as in like, you can't just play a game on your own. You're going to have your video up in the corner and then everybody's like a celebrity.
Oh, I think that's more like so you can do that.
They're turning it into YouTube, basically.
I don't think you have to do that. Like, the point is, like, similar to if you're watching, like, Twitch or, what do you call it, YouTube.
Mm.
If you're watching your favourite streamer and they're playing a game, you can just, it's just easy and accessible for you to jump on that game. I don't think it's like you have to be in the corner of the screen playing the game while someone else is playing the game.
I think, well, to be fair, it's one of those ones where I do appreciate Google's effort, but what game, like, there hasn't been an announcement of what games are coming, other than all these free-style games.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, your Fortnite.
Yeah, they want to save it. They want a surprise, isn't it?
I don't know. For me, you can't launch a console like that with a bunch of free games.
Oh, it's not out yet, so...
Well, apparently, they've got betas going on already, so yeah. It is out.
No, but I mean, like, they haven't had the official launch, so, like, when it's closer to the official launch, they'll probably be like, oh, we got this, we got that, blah, blah, blah.
It just seems rubbish. Horribly. So, but yeah, Apple One looks a bit more, I don't know, you'll probably get more for your money with the Apple service, because I assume they'll include the music and all that stuff in one.
Yeah, but I wouldn't call that, like, you're going to be paying for it. I wouldn't say you're getting more for your money.
You're getting more, yeah.
It's going to...
It depends how much these guys are looking to charge people a month.
Well, it's Apple, so I assume it's going to be expensive. At least more expensive than their competitors. Mm.
And it's probably going to be the thing where you can probably get a version of it on your console.
Yeah.
I can see that happening more.
Really?
Yeah, so you'll have a Stadia app on your Xbox or your PlayStation or your Switch. Because that's what Xbox seem to be gearing up for. So I think that they must have known about the Google thing for some time.
So what?
You know that when they announced that they're going to be launching on Switch?
Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon it's the same thing. So they're trying to bridge out to this service industry, as it were.
Bullshit.
Yeah, it is. It just means more money I have to pay out a month.
Right? Yeah, everything's just going to be subscription, like, streaming. Like, the internet's not prepared for that shit.
No, it is. I mean, it's basically, not, every single game's going to be World of Warcraft. Not, that's all that's going to happen.
It's not prepared.
Like, it is.
It's not.
It is.
It's not. How many times did your internet go down?
No, the UK's not prepared, but the world is.
I don't think so.
I think so.
No, I think in other places this is worse.
Well, it depends. Like, if they're offering it as a service, I can imagine them giving you a boost or something like that. Or a booster of some kind.
I don't think so.
Speaking of booster of some kind.
I don't think so.
Stranger Things 3. The trailer dropped. We saw that poor guy get sprayed up in the eyes. 4th of July.
Yeah, it's a bit disappointing. It's so far away, but what can you do?
Well, to be fair, they showed the trailer for the other one last year around about the same time, and it came out in October. Time's got to fly by.
Did it?
Mm-hmm. Remember, because the first one was centered around Christmas or Halloween or something like that. Next one, I know that one's on Christmas, one's on Halloween. This one's on 4th of July.
It was Halloween.
Yeah, so... Yeah, you got... Those two. But a cool thing that they're doing
with this... Jeez, you got something right.
You'd be surprised if you listen to me. So Stranger Things 3 is going to have a game tied in with it, and it's going to be on the Switch and I believe Xbox One.
Yeah.
Actually, it might be a Switch exclusive. And it's got tidbits of the game, of the world, should I say, in the game. Yeah. They released a mobile game before, and apparently it's a sequel to that one. It's going to be really good.
Not interested.
I am. I mean, I know it's like cliche, but like back in the day when you used to have movie franchises, all that stuff, the thing that I used to wait for was the game tie-in of the movie.
They were never good.
Some weren't, some were great.
They were never good. Which ones were good?
Well, the X-Men Wolverine 2, that was good. That was actually a great game.
That was good.
And then you had...
fair enough.
Actually,
but, yeah, I mean
all Batman games...
It was a movie tie-in, but like...
The Spider-Man 2 game, for example.
Yeah.
That was a good game. But yeah, it's like, before you used to have it on every single system, and there used to be games coming out left, right, etc.
Yeah.
Especially in the 16-bit era. 16-bit, every film had a game.
Yeah.
Whereas now, I don't know, I think they shy away from it, because obviously it's a lot of effort, a lot of madness.
Yeah, and it takes longer to make games.
No. Remember your analogy, you're saying that it's a lot quicker to make a game than it is
that's not
a TV show, because all you're dealing with is voice actors.
That's not what I said.
Yeah, exactly what
no,
you
that's
said.
Not what I said.
Mm-hmm.
What I said was, you asked me, what would I prefer to direct? I didn't say it's quicker. What I said was, it's easier to get a performance out of a, what's her face? Gal Gadot. If you can animate her face, because she can't do that shit in real life. That's what I said.
That's horrible, bro.
It's not horrible. It's facts. So you're
saying that
it's
should CGI her face?
Huh?
We should CGI her face.
No.
That's exactly what you're saying, bro.
No, I'm saying if I had to,
mm-hmm.
I would choose to CGI her face over using her real face.
That's horrible.
That's not horrible. It's facts.
Speaking of horrible and facts, Jimmy Carr versus Big Nasty.
No one cares.
They had a bit of a rap battle. On the
snooze out this one.
Ah, bruv. You can't just snooze.
They had a rap battle.
No, they didn't have a rap battle. They just had a roast battle. A roast.
No one cares.
Well, I care because...
Why?
It kind of gets a bit personal. It's kind of funny. Like, I was expecting... Obviously, it's meant to be bants, isn't it? But
yeah.
I'm pretty sure a couple of them stung Big Nasty. But yeah, the only reason why I'm mentioning this, because it is a good segue for my main section, the state of UK comedy. Now,
was that it? Wow, alright, cool.
Well, I mean, like, because
get to snooze.
Well, this is it. It's like roast battles. Is that the new wave in comedy? Is that what people want to see? Is just insult comedy, or
no?
Do they want to see a sitcom? What is the UK missing? Redacted.
I just want a bit of everything. I don't want specifically one thing.
Have you seen Afterlife yet?
No.
Are you planning to watch it?
Maybe. Yeah.
That's terrible.
Is it good?
At the moment, I haven't seen it. I usually binge watch all the Gervais' stuff, but I don't know. The Derek situation, it bummed me out.
Yeah.
It really bummed me out. Like, it's funny, but it makes you think too much.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a bit dark.
In what way?
You have to watch it.
Nothing wrong with thinking.
No, spoiler-free zone, sir.
Ugh. Like, you care about spoilers.
I do, bro.
You spoil shit all the time.
No, I spoil stuff that you want to watch because I find it funny. But yeah.
And so you don't spoil stuff I don't care about?
No, what's the best of funny now? Then no, you care about it because you said maybe. I mean, you had ideas of watching it.
Maybe. I mean, one, it's on.
Mm.
I have Netflix.
Yeah.
Some people
surprisingly seem to
like
so.
It. I just.
So, how many times have you watched Trollhunter? Actually, have you finished watching Titans?
No, not yet.
Have you finished watching Umbrella Academy?
Not yet. That's next. I finished watching.
I failed to throw your Netflix subscription away, sir.
What's wrong with you?
You've watched Trollhunter
before
Titans and Umbrella Academy. Umbrella Academy deserves more respect than that.
It's definitely better than Titans.
Yeah.
Umbrella Academy, I'm on the last episode. I need to be in the right mood and the right frame of mind.
It's not losing. It's not losing your virginity, bro. Just watch the damn episode.
Bruv.
We need to talk about stuff.
Bruv.
Bruv. Terrible.
I'm on the last episode. I need to, like recently, I haven't had time to, like, properly sit down and watch stuff.
Mm.
So that's when I've been, like, thrown on Trollhunter, because, like, I've seen those episodes. So it doesn't really matter if I'm not paying 100% attention.
Why are there so many freaking many episodes in the first season, bruv? Like, 26 episodes.
It came out in halves.
Came out in halves.
Yeah.
So basically, technically, I'm on season two.
I guess. If you're still on season one. I mean, you're not, because it's not season two. But like, when it came out, when it originally came out, they showed, like, I don't know, half of that, like, 13 episodes or whatever. And then they showed the other half, and then they showed season two. And season I think two. They did the same thing. But what did I finish? I finished watching The Expanse.
No one cares about Expanse.
Bruv, The Expanse is quality sci-fi entertainment. If you're not on board, you need to get the fuck on board. The Expanse is on point.
Just looks like a bunch of people flying around in space, bruv.
Every fucking space thing looks like people floating around in space.
That's what I'm saying. It just can't be asked. So we've got that people floating around in space.
You've got problems.
Actually, no, let's just talk about the state of UK comedy.
Yeah, exactly. Just skip around.
No, oh, Jesus. Nothing spilled. I'm not spilling the drinks. Yeah, so in regards to what I would like to see in like the UK scene, I honestly have no idea now. I mean, Netflix has kind of changed the game in some senses. What I mean, like, because I like Two Mics. Have you seen Two Mics?
No, I still haven't seen that.
It's good. It's good.
To be honest, I forgot all about it. There's too much stuff.
There's not
like
too much
there
stuff.
Is literally too much stuff.
For me, no.
There is. I haven't even seen Velvet Buzzsaw yet. I was talking to my friend the other day. He was like, "Oh, have you seen it?" I was like, "I completely forgot all about that."
Yeah, because have you watched Polar yet?
Because no, I haven't.
Jesus.
Because. Like something comes out, and like especially if it goes straight to Netflix, like you just like after it's been out for like a week or whatever, if you haven't watched it, you just forget all about it.
That's terrible stuff, bro.
It's not, man. It's fact. There's just too much stuff.
It's not too much stuff.
It is, and there's about to be even more stuff.
Arguably, yeah.
No, so, just factually, yes, because Amazon's doing a bunch of shit. Netflix is already doing a bunch of shit.
I mean, the only thing I want to
Warner Brothers is going to be doing a bunch of shit. Not CW, the Warner Brothers streaming, you know, the DC one's going to be doing a bunch of shit. Disney's going to be doing a bunch of shit. Apple's going to be doing a bunch of shit.
To be fair, Apple
Google's going to be a... Yeah, but they're going to have to come hard. Like, if they want to compete, they have to come hard. They've got a whole load of things going on right now. They got fucking Oprah all up on their conference or whatever.
Yeah.
Bussing about, yeah, I got two documentaries coming out on Apple Plus.
Yeah, Apple. Yeah, I don't know.
They got a bunch of shit going on. They have to come hard. Otherwise, there's no point coming out.
So you reckon Oprah's documentary is going to be about Michael?
No, I don't think so.
That's heavy, heavy clickbait, bruv.
I don't think so. I mean, you know, whatever, maybe. But I don't know why it would specifically be about that. But
yeah, state of UK comedy. I've got to push it back onto the subject.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. Like, I want to... Like... I watched, I've been watching, well, I finished watching One Day at a Time.
Okay. Ironic.
Yeah. Funnily enough, the only reason why I didn't even hear about it, I didn't know what it was or whatever, but...
It makes me so angry when you say that. It's fine.
What, you know what it is?
No, that you haven't watched it. You watched it on the whim, and then... And then you've got all these other series that you haven't finished.
No, funnily enough, I watched it because I saw a tweet from Netflix,
mm-hmm.
US,
mm-hmm.
apologising that they had to cancel the show.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, well, what show is this? So I started watching it.
Mm-hmm.
And because I was kind of in that kind of phase now where I don't properly have time to watch stuff, but something short like a sitcom... Like, I can sit down and kind of half watch it while I'm falling asleep.
Is that the one with Ashton Kutcher?
No.
It's another one with Ashton Kutcher.
The Ranch?
No, that's another one. It's like him and his girl. And it's just weird.
Yeah, anyway, it's about a Latino family.
Mm-hmm.
Mom was in the army. They live with... Well, it's... The gran lives with her. She's got two kids. She split from her husband or whatever. Mm. But, like, it's just... It's a pretty solid, sitcom. You know, it's got, like...
But what for you is a solid sitcom?
I'm about to explain, bro. Okay. If you let a man elaborate and stuff...
Elaborate then, bro.
Yeah, like I said, it's a pretty solid sitcom. I mean, obviously, not every joke lands. Because being a sitcom, it has to try and be for everybody. Like, it has to hit all levels. But... Like, I do believe, like, it hits all levels. Like,
all the feels.
Pretty solidly, yeah. There's some feels up in there.
Speaking of feels, sorry to interrupt you.
You're not sorry.
Bel-Air.
What?
Have you seen this this new trailer for this
thing? But yeah, sorry. I got to keep it on track, yeah. We keep it on track.
This
I'm keep bringing it back to this.
Yeah, Bel-Air. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah.
Done in modern times.
Okay. What, is it like a skit or...
No, it looks like a serious comedy drama.
What, so it's like a Prince, Fresh Prince reboot?
Yeah.
What's it on?
Well, I think it was... I saw it online, so I don't know whether or not it's going to be attached to, say, Netflix or Amazon.
So it's not out yet?
By the looks of things, no. But it might have really come out on BET or something like that, because it looks like something that they would do. But it's just called Bel-Air. It's not called Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
I mean, I would imagine that if it is a Fresh Prince reboot, even if they are trying to disguise it by just calling it Bel-Air, the rights would remain with whoever made it.
Quincy made it. So.
Yeah, but what network did he make it for, though? So it would be with them. I don't think.
No, I think it's defaulted back to the owners.
You're just making stuff up. Like,
No. Why, it's because it's been like 20 years.
So what?
Contractually.
So what?
Mind you, the way they've done the contract is all mad. Basically, Will Smith, he's recently had like an Instagram tweet out about this, how he became the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. He went to a party.
Didn't he Quincy Jones basketball and he got in some...
No. I'm talking about how the actual show became a show. He went to a show. He went to Quincy Jones's house.
Yeah.
Was
his Quincy daughter there?
Huh?
Was his daughter there?
What, Rashada?
Because she's fine, yeah.
More than likely. I think she was an assistant on the show. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
All up in them guts.
No, I wouldn't be up in them guts. Why not? She looks like she'll beat me up, bruv. She looks like a girl that would literally kick the shit out of you. Good. If she's upset.
That's how I like it.
She's not even a girl, she's a grown ass woman, bruv.
Don't care.
Grown.
Even better. Grown. Even better.
Mature.
Even better.
There you go.
Instead of fucking around with these fucking Katie Holmeses with your dead face.
We've been over this.
Huh?
Alright, speaking about girls and that sort of, if we are going full blown toxic masculinity on the motherfucker.
I invented that shit, bruv.
It's terrible.
Invented that shit.
It's horrible.
That's the primordial ooze I came out of. Oh shit!
Which actually brings me up to my next subject: toxic Avenger reboot.
So we don't care about the British company.
We do. I'm just trying to.
You don't. Around it. It was like, yeah, you just knock me off track and then just keep rolling.
Oh, at the moment. I feel that the state of British comedy, as it is, is somewhat tragic. I mean, there isn't that much out there from the UK. The Americans at the moment have taken it back. At one point, we did run things.
Yeah.
We had funnier things.
Yeah.
But we can't even get things right, like the phone shop. Phone shop, what happened to phone shop?
Mm.
And the worst thing about it, when English ones are cancelled, you don't hear nothing, bruv.
That's because all the good English ones were cancelled at a time where people weren't doing like things like that. They weren't saying like, "Oh, Netflix save our show and whatever."
No, but they never want it saved. They never want it saved.
Yeah, that's because people weren't doing it. It was a different time. It was a different time. People weren't doing that shit.
Well,
like if it happened now, if a phone shop got cancelled now,
well, it's not even a case that's being cancelled; it's just not making it at the moment.
There'd be a couple of people being like, "Yo, it's phone shop."
Yeah, well, I've been asking that for like 5 years, bro.
Yeah, you're asking the wrong people.
Hasn't been on the air for 5 years.
You've been asking the wrong people.
Terrible, anyway.
I'll tweet at that. What's his Jar Dwayne or whatever the fuck his name is? And be like, "Yo, bro,
can't be asked.
Sort your shit out."
Can't be asked.
Anyway, yes. Long story short, watch one day at a time.
Ugh.
It's cancelled, but it's good stuff.
It probably ain't going to be cancelled. It's probably good.
It is cancelled. It's already cancelled. They apologised.
It's going to be like Arrested Development.
Nah.
Speaking of things that will probably get cancelled, Black Summer.
Okay.
Have you seen the trailer for it? The new Netflix show?
Yes, I saw the trailer for it.
Thoughts?
I mean, there's not really much to say. It looks like Walking Dead.
But does it look like good Walking Dead or bad Walking Dead?
It just looks like Walking Dead. I mean, if you show a trailer of The Walking Dead, even from the bad seasons, it's going to look good.
Hmm.
There's bound to be bits that look alright. So, you know, I'm not expecting it to look shit. It looks fine. I mean, it just looks like, it just reminds me of Walking Dead. I just get that feeling like I've seen this before.
Yeah, so
I just don't recognise the characters.
Do you reckon zombie saturation has actually happened?
I think that happened a long time ago. I think, like...
You mean time?
Huh?
After World War Z?
Probably around about that time. Where you had not only, like, zombie films, but you had, like, zombie-adjacent films, like the Crazies and the fucking...
Well, the Crazies came out ages ago.
No, but the remake.
Yes, I'm saying that one came out ages ago.
Yeah, it's not that long ago.
Came out before Walking Dead.
I don't know, it didn't.
I think so.
I don't think so.
I believe so. I believe it did.
I don't think so.
I think it came out in 2007. Walking Dead came out in 2009.
Let's do this.
Anyway, so Black Summer.
Yep.
Looks okay. But I need to watch some more.
Do you remember when it's coming out?
No, actually. I think it's meant to be coming out in April.
Okay, so soon?
Soonish. But yeah. Speaking of soonish, a divisive person that we're going to be talking about now.
What year did you say it came out?
What, The Crazies?
Yeah.
About 2007.
Yeah, you're wrong.
When did it come out?
2010, bro.
And when did Walking Dead come out?
About to find out.
Mm.
2010. Yeah. Alright, so fair enough. So after that, yeah, I don't know.
Wait, does that mean I'm right and you're wrong?
No. You said The Crazies came out first.
Yeah.
It didn't. They both came out the same year.
Both came out the same year.
Yeah, so we were both wrong. Ugh. See, I'm man enough to admit that. Ugh. You tried to jump on the I was right train when clearly you were not.
I am right all the time.
No, you're mostly... I mean, look, it's very well documented that you're wrong. Almost all of the time.
You only remember when I'm wrong. You never remember when I'm right because you're...
You know what I remember when you're wrong? And the reason why I remember when you're wrong is because you make such a fuss out of being right. And then it turns out that you're wrong. That's why. It sticks out in the memory.
Never.
It is. It sticks out in the memory. That's why I always remember.
Alright, but moving on anyway.
That's why it's harder to remember when you're right. Because it's like, oh, well, you're right. Alright, fair enough.
Terrible stuff. So yeah.
It's terrible stuff.
Hulk Hogan movie.
Yeah, starring Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah. What you gonna do?
I mean, whatever's in it.
Whatever's.
Yeah, I mean.
But what you gonna do, brother?
Yeah.
I mean, apparently it's based on him and Macho.
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna be...
The rise of Hulkamania.
Yeah, it's gonna be early stuff. It's not gonna be the stuff where he starts getting into trouble.
Maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
It's not. They've already said they're not going to go that far. I mean, he's also he's a producer in the film, so there's not going to be any
Terry won't have it, basically.
Yeah, there's not going to have any controversial bits in there. It's just going to be, you know, I mean, it's probably not even going to go into how he was part of like the hierarchy of like just keep like burying people and not putting other people over and shit like that. So, you know, I mean, what's it going to be? It's just going to be just a flat, you know,
maybe
movie. It's just going to have no
flat feel good movie.
No juicy bits.
All right. So, who should play Hulk Hogan and
Chris Hemsworth playing Hulk Hogan?
No, but who should and what should the film be about? I reckon Mel Gibson. joking. Not Mel. Actually, ain't that many people that look like Hulk Hogan there.
Yeah, exactly.
Woody Harrelson, maybe.
Nah.
Yeah, if he was...
Actually.
because you just CGI up him and then just concentrate on his face mainly.
No one wants to see that.
I don't know. What is the right answer?
The right answer is Chris Hemsworth's fine, I guess. I mean, it feels like it's a bit beneath him.
Same.
I don't know, maybe if it was better, maybe if Terry wasn't a producer on the film, yeah, he'd have a better chance, and then maybe it wouldn't seem so beneath Chris Hemsworth to do it. Mm. I don't know, maybe one of the lesser Hemsworths, like Liam.
Or
the other one that no one can remember his name.
Yeah, you're right. Is he younger?
I think he might actually be older. Oof. The one that was in Westworld. Oof. But I think there's another one as well that no one really talks about.
Are there like
the
twins?
One you never see? No, I don't think so.
There's no twins.
I don't think so.
Fair enough.
But yeah, maybe one of the lesser Hemsworths.
Nah, I reckon.
But why not?
I reckon he should be like a UFC fighter.
No, because you actually want someone that can act.
Yeah, but you also want somebody with a physique.
Yeah, but you more want someone that can act.
Yeah. Remy Malek, maybe?
To play Hulk Hogan. Very funny.
Maybe.
Very funny.
I mean, he goes proper method, so... Now, I think at the moment, Remy Malek is the only method actor of relevance.
What about Mr. Leto?
Of relevance.
He's relevant.
Of relevance.
He's relevant. He's going to be in Morbius. He was the Joker. He's played one of the most iconic characters of all time. The Joker.
I suppose.
You can't say he's not relevant.
Can't say he is relevant.
Whether you like him or not.
Oof. But you hate Leto, though.
Huh?
You hate him. I hate his Joker.
I don't like his Joker.
But his other stuff's fine, I guess.
I don't know. I think he's recently, like his more recent stuff is like, he gets that aroma.
So you get aroma.
You know, that aroma, like he's been sniffing his own shit.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, I didn't really like him in, Blade Runner. Didn't like him in Suicide Squad. In Lord of War, he was fine. Kind of liked him in that.
Lord of War? That's old, though.
I know it's old.
That's not... No, I mean, like, Jared Leto after, I think... What's that fucking film he done?
Well, I said a bunch of films I don't like him in. Oh. And then I went back and said something I did like
Leon. Leon's offensive.
I don't remember that.
He was, you probably weren't because he was the dreaded cop.
Yeah.
You know, the Rastafarian. The white Rastafarian. That opens up the pizza box. You remember him. And then he's the one that says, shut your bumble clock mouth, man.
That sounds familiar.
That's Jared Leto.
Yeah.
Terrible stuff.
Yeah.
So Hulk Hogan, maybe. I don't know. I would like to see a more grittier version, but then saying that controversy always sells... And maybe it's just a feel-good movie that they're looking to go for and maximise on that. I did see a film with Hulk Hogan in it recently. Mm. And I think... I don't think I mentioned it before.
No. Is the film recent? Or you
no,
saw
it's
recently?
Old. Okay. Old. Yeah. Basically, it's done by the guy that did Wolf of Wall Street. Let me double-check.
Martin Scorsese?
No. The guy that... Who was the guy... From Wolf of Wall Street.
Okay.
So he made a film.
The one the film is based on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jordan Belfort.
Yeah.
Yeah. He produced the film.
Okay.
When I say it is the worst film I've seen, It's the worst film I've seen.
Is it worse than Knock Knock?
Yes, and it's worse than Mr. Nanny.
Is it worse than Venom?
Whole heap worse.
Because not possible. Not possible.
I'm going to see what the film is called. I know at the moment it's on Amazon Prime in the UK.
Yeah.
Because it just popped up on my feed. And was like, oh, that's Hulk Hogan.
And you thought, let me watch this.
Yeah, because I don't remember seeing it. I remember seeing Suburban Commando.
Yeah.
I remember seeing Mr. Nanny.
Yeah.
But I didn't remember seeing this one. It looked like the same era. And now I know why I didn't see this one.
Okay.
So bad. So, so, so bad.
Yeah. I was on Amazon Prime the other day.
Mm-hmm. As you do.
Yeah. I can't remember what I was doing.
Looking to buy some stuffs?
No, I was on the Prime Video.
Okay.
Yeah, and I saw Murder by Numbers.
Which one?
What do you mean, which one?
There's several.
The Sandra Bullock one.
Okay.
I thought I'd seen it before. Turns out I had not.
Damn.
Yeah, because I know, the reason why I watched it is because for some reason I was looking at it and I saw Ryan Gosling was in it. I was like, I don't remember seeing Ryan Gosling in this film.
Oh, shit.
But that was when I thought I had seen it. And so I thought, oh, let me see. Like, he must be young in this. So I thought, let me have a look. See what a young Ryan Gosling was all about.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it turns out I hadn't seen it before. So I watched it. Ended up watching the whole thing.
Damn, son. Oh, dear, dear. I'm pretty sure I sent you that message, though.
What message?
About this film.
Yeah, you did.
What was it called? Spy something?
No. It was called Tiptoe Through the Tulips.
It's not called Tiptoe Through the Tulips, I know that much.
It's called...
And did I WhatsApp it to you, or...?
Did you? Are you sure?
I don't know. Maybe I didn't.
Because I do not remember...
But basically, this film is about Hulk Hogan being a spy who's sort of like a one-man army.
Yeah.
He goes into a dinner party at the beginning, steals a laser gun, which...
Sounds horrible.
Steals a laser gun that's being sold to all of these well-to-do global criminals.
Yeah.
Steals laser gun from the auction and then proceeds to get away, and then the people find out miraculously, because these were the days before GPRS, they find out where this guy has gone, know about his secret identity, as it were, and proceed to hunt him down, and his son gets involved. It's all very terrible and not really exciting.
But
tis what it is. So yeah, MK2
Secret Spy Club,
that's the one.
That sounds
terrible. But Jordan Belfort,
so
ugh.
Just I don't know.
Speaking of things that will ultimately disappoint you by the title, Game of Thrones trailer.
Is it a children's film?
Yeah.
Okay.
But
that makes sense.
It's an 80s, late 90s children's film. So yeah, that makes sense. It's not as bad as Surf Ninjas, and it's not as bad as Three Ninja Kids.
What?
The same film.
You're trying to say it's better than Three Ninja Kids?
No, it's worse.
Yeah, exactly. You said it's not as bad, so that means...
It depends which Three Ninja Kids you're talking about, though.
Any of them. It sounds horrible.
But yeah, so Mortal Kombat 11 have enlisted the guy that did the Shang Tsung for the film to play Shang Tsung in the game, and I'm thinking, are we at a stage where you being in the game is a better decision for your acting career than you being in the film?
Yeah, but it's not like he made a choice between.
No, no, no. It's not. It's just a general question.
No, I don't think so.
Because he got a big pop for that. Basically, like, they played it at one gaming conference or entertainment conference.
Yeah, of course he's going to get a fucking pop at a gaming conference.
Yeah, but it's like, I don't get it. Like, for me, it's like if Jean-Claude Van Damme came in as Guile.
Yeah.
In the game.
Mm-hmm.
Or was voiced by Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah.
That would just weird me out.
Why?
Simple fact is that it doesn't make any sense now. Like, if Street Fighter 6 was to come out and they used the likeness of Jean-Claude Van Damme as Guile, you know, bar the hair.
I think that's different. That's different because Mortal Kombat has a history of using real actors anyway.
Mm.
Whereas, you know, Street Fighter doesn't.
Well, Street Fighter, the movie, the game, does.
It's a very specific circumstance, though.
Yeah. But, by the way,
if someone says, like, name a Street Fighter game,
mm-hmm.
the first thing that comes to mind is not going to be Street Fighter, the movie, the game.
Maybe, maybe. But I reckon it is because that was the first game on the PS1 and the Saturn.
I don't care. It's just not. No one's going to say that.
Terrible. Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Sorry, I have to clear my throat. Well, I did this section. So Game of Thrones.
Thank you.
So Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Trailer.
Yeah.
We see Khaleesi. We see Jon Snow. We see the guy that was like the stone man. It's a stone man.
So, yes.
We see Arya.
Yeah.
We see, oh, so Arya. Am I saying it right?
Arya.
No. Is it Arya Stark?
Yeah.
Fair enough. We see... Well, most of the Stark family's dead, isn't it? We see the other sister. We see... You don't see the mountain. You see... Oh, God. What's her name? The really evil queen. Cersei.
Yeah.
We see Cersei. We see Jaime Lannister.
Yeah.
We see...
Tyrion,
yes. Yes.
We see dragons.
Dragons.
Two dragons.
Are we satisfied?
Horse with a skeleton leg.
Yeah. Dead horse.
Yeah.
Are they flogging a dead horse?
No.
Yeah, it's probably one of the White Walkers, to be fair. Flogging a dead horse. It's a joke. Oh, God. Terrible, man.
Terrible joke.
Yeah, that too. So, yeah, I'm gassed. But not as gassed as I am for the Fox finalised Disney deal. That just happened. It's finally official.
What's there to be gassed about?
Yeah, it's like the worst thing in the world, isn't it? Like, we've been expecting this for about a year and a half. When it first came about, it was very exciting. Now it's like, alright, we just have to wait, we have to wait. And I'm not saying that I'm not looking forward to a new X-Men film that's done by Disney. I used to get motivated.
Look, I'm sure when Marvel get around to doing X-Men and Fantastic Four and all that good shit, it will be great. It will be great.
Which ones you reckon that
less
be first?
Studios is not a good thing. Say that again.
What film you reckon they're going to do first? Speculation.
I think it makes more.
Just remember, they got all the mutants now.
Probably X-Men.
I don't know.
Probably X-Men. Only because I would say Fantastic Four, but only because Fox basically murdered that franchise.
I reckon it's going to be Deadpool. Because they're not just going to be X-Force.
It makes the most sense.
And they're going to release the Dark Phoenix. I reckon they might include House of M, Angle. That's the reason why you've never seen them in the Marvel Universe. Then they can probably use some of the old actors if they so wish.
I think they should just keep it separate. At least for now, anyway.
Nah.
Yeah.
Because I reckon they should kill off all the X-Men.
Because they... No, I mean, I'm not saying don't reboot it. I'm just saying keep it separate. Like, you don't really need the X-Men in an Avengers universe.
You do.
And vice versa. You don't.
You do. You don't. Wolverine's an Avenger.
You don't need it.
Wolverine's an Avenger.
So? Spider-Man. Only recently. Avenger. Only recently. Spider-Man's an Avenger now.
Yeah, well, technically he's dust. Until we watch Endgame.
Yeah, whatever. But, yeah, you don't
need it. Nebula's an Avenger. I've never known her to be an Avenger.
Who?
Nebula.
She's not an Avenger.
She is. She's wearing a suit, bro.
So what? She's not on the team.
She is, bro.
No, she's not.
She is. She's not. She's on the team.
No, she's on transfer. She's not actually on the team.
She is. She's going to mash up Thanos.
So? That will make her on the team.
It does.
No.
Yeah.
No. No. She's like a sub. Like, she's not even a sub. She's just like a... she's on loan.
I doubt it.
What do you mean you doubt it? So if there's another Avengers film...
That threatens the whole universe, then yeah, I reckon
No.
Because Gamora's dead, isn't it? So,
Gamora's coming back.
In the stone or whatever.
Gamora's coming back.
Yeah. All of the Guardians of the Galaxy are coming back.
Yeah, all of them. Exactly. So,
especially with James Gunn.
If anything, she's on the Guardians team.
I suppose.
The Guardians are. You wouldn't say Guardians are Avengers. Fucking Peter Quill's not an Avenger.
But, yeah, he was technically Star-Lord was.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I suppose he caused the apocalypse, didn't he?
Well, not only that, but just because you fight side by side with someone who happens to be on the Avengers team, that doesn't make you an Avenger. Mm. Fucking Loki's not an Avenger.
Technically he is.
Fuck off. Just fuck off. With your fucking nonsense.
From four fucking Ragnarok, nonsense. Four Ragnarok, fucking... technically is an Avenger.
No, he's not.
Technically.
No, he's not.
Yeah, that's like saying he died for the cause.
Heimdall's a fucking Avenger. He's not.
He died for the cause.
So what?
He must be avenged.
No, he got killed. He got murdered. He didn't die for the cause because he didn't know what the cause was at the time when he died.
He did.
No.
He did.
No.
He did, bro.
No.
It is. I was looking up and he was singing, "My money," sort of thing. That's a bad joke, but it's a good joke.
No.
Well, my money.
He's Deadshot now, so he'll get money.
Well, let's hope he is Deadshot, because he's in another comic film. You know what the comic film's about?
What?
Mice.
What?
It's a mouse hunt or something like that. It's not Mouse Hunt. That's the film with Rowan Atkinson. Or Rat Race. It's a show thingy. Actually, I need to see if it's on Netflix. I don't think it is. But yeah, he's been attached to a film.
Mm.
Yeah, Mouse Guard, that's it. And guess who else is in it? Mm. Michael B. Jordan. No, it's not. Oh, wait. New stories just come in. Michael B. Jordan starring in Peninsula.
In what?
Peninsula.
What is that?
Somewhat ironic, given that the story is the ageless character. It's double chicken.
Say double chicken.
Oh, it's been in development for at least a decade at Warner Brothers.
Of course it has.
Yeah, so technically that might be Superman.
Yeah, it's not. Superman's been inked.
Yeah, it's.
Well,
when was the last Man of Steel film?
2011.
Yeah, it's gonna be working for it for over a decade, but we're not gonna get it this decade.
Yeah, maybe not, but we can't say it's been in development for a decade.
So Lucy in the Sky, Not with diamonds, but with Natalie Portman. Have you seen the trailer yet?
No.
It's good. Basically, the concept and the premise of it all is that a lady is part of... a lady is part of... A lady is part of an astronaut team or cosmonaut team.
Yeah.
She goes up past the usual threshold.
Mm-hmm.
She sees the cosmos. She
the threshold of what?
The well, you know, like the radiation belt of space. So basically, she sees all of the universe.
Sure,
and then, and then she loses her mind.
Okay.
As a result.
Okay.
Still not as bad as Unicorn Store. Have you seen the trailer for that? No. Brie Larson and Samuel Jackson.
Yeah.
Star in a Netflix show.
The Reunion.
Well, not even Reunion. They done them at the same time. It's directed by Brie Larson.
Can't make two movies at the same time.
Yeah. It has to be written. I digress. Brie Larson stars as a woman who's selling unicorns.
Okay.
That's pretty much the whole thing.
What's wrong with that?
It's just, you can't be Miss Marvel. And this is another thing I'm worried about as well. Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Miss Marvel's sap would have been better.
What?
Actually, I suppose Captain... Well, this is it. In that film, she is not Captain Marvel. She's Miss Marvel.
No.
Yeah.
Based on what?
Based on the fact that she hasn't gained rank in the Noble Corps or anything like that yet.
No, but she's a captain in the Air Force.
Yeah, but her official thing is that she's dead, isn't it?
So? You don't lose your rank when you die.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do.
What, so when you die, you get buried as no rank?
You get buried at sea with your rank.
Exactly. That's what I said. You don't lose your rank when you die.
I suppose. But did she die? No, she didn't die. So, yeah, it was what?
No, she fucking didn't die, but you're the one that said, she died.
No, but on Earth terms, she died. So, I don't know. That one we'll have to look at. I don't know.
Nonsense.
This probably something. Speaking of nonsense, Rogue Cops.
Yeah.
Film starring Mel Gibson and Vince Vaughn. And they play two rogue cops.
Is that all the information you have?
That's all the film is. They play two rogue cops. It's like Lethal Weapon, but just with rigs and rigs.
Riggs wasn't really a rogue cop.
Yeah, it was. It's crazy. Jumping off the building with the guy.
He was on the edge. He wasn't really rogue.
Okay, explain what a rogue cop is.
A rogue cop is a person.
Mm-hmm. Male or female?
Who's part of the police force.
Mm-hmm.
But consistently,
mm-hmm,
and almost always, not only,
mm-hmm,
goes outside of the rules, but has no oversight.
Mm-hmm.
Over what they're doing.
That's just a callous cop.
Where they're going.
That's not a rogue cop.
No, a callous cop is just someone who doesn't care about how they treat you or what they're doing or how they do their job. This one is blatantly just going outside of the
rules.
Basically, I mean, yes, but not quite a vigilante because he's still a cop. But it's that kind of that line, isn't it?
I don't know. I'm indifferent about this one at this current time. Mainly because
it might be shit.
Yeah, it's just very high concept. It's like exactly what it says on the tin. But in saying that, like, Mel Gibson has had some really terrible titles to his films, and some of those films are very iconic.
Like
Mad Max.
It's not really a ridiculous title.
No, but it's just literally he is Mad and he is Max. Lethal Weapon.
What's wrong with that?
It's a ridiculous title.
No, it isn't.
What does that even mean? Does it say cops?
No, it doesn't say cops. But, because he's a dangerous person, he's a lethal weapon.
Okay, what's the
other one? I mean, it's in the film. Like, Martell says it to him.
Passion of the Christ. Actually, he's not in that film. I won't count on. Ransom.
It's not Ransom. It's not ridiculous.
Payback.
Also not ridiculous.
It is.
No, it isn't.
It's just very, 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 very mechanical in regards to what the film's about. His films are literally all been high concept. Which is a good thing because, you know, I do like a good high concept film, but it's ridiculous now.
Yeah.
Rogue Cops.
Could be good. Kind of wish it had different people in it.
Vince Vaughn's actually been surprisingly good in the action.
Yeah, but can you see him as a rogue cop? Or can you see him as the kind of rogue cop you'd want to see?
I don't know. I didn't see him as a prisoner in assault in whatever that bloody thing is. What's that film where he's in the prison? Cell Block something.
I haven't seen it.
Well, that one anyway. I didn't expect him to be so damn serious in that. Boy, was he serious.
No, it's not a case of being serious. Like, I know he can be serious.
Hacksaw Ridge, you know.
I know he can do serious roles.
Yeah, but this is the thing, he's starting off in comedy.
Yeah, but I know he can do serious roles. That's not what my point is. My point is, like, if you tell me, oh, there's a film coming out, it's called Rogue Cops, I'm expecting an action movie.
It's going to be an action movie.
What, with two old men in it?
Yeah, old.
That's what I'm saying. Like, no. That's what I'm saying. I don't.
It's going to be two Liam Neesons and two Riggs.
No, I don't want to see that. I've seen that. Don't want to see it.
I don't know. I kind of do.
I'm sick of seeing old men. Stop making these old men run. They're going to break a hip.
Except Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise can run for.
Except Tom Cruise.
You keep that guy running.
Other than that, all these other old ass motherfuckers, just like, let them sit down. Stop making them run.
No. Make them run.
Including Keanu Reeves.
No,
Stop making him run.
Leave Keanu
Stop
alone.
Stop making him run. Bruv.
Just leave Keanu
alone. I've defended Keanu Reeves for many a year, but don't make him run. Like, he looks weird when he's running. What?
I'm just saying. There's no pleasing you.
It is.
I'm happy that Keanu Reeves is able to get around still.
I am. I'm happy. Yeah, exactly. All the more reason to not, don't make him run.
I suppose. Fair enough. Treat him with care, put him in cotton.
Exactly. You know, Bill and Ted's got a release date.
Where?
I think it's next year.
That's good. Excellent. Most excellent.
I think so.
And yeah, the finale, as it were, Once Upon a Time in America.
That's not what it's called.
Hollywood.
Yeah. It looks, it's fine. I mean,
it looks Tarantino-y.
I
notice how it's now his ninth film and not his final film.
Because it's not his final film. He said he was going to stop at 10.
Fair enough.
But I did hear somewhere, I think it might have been on Screen Junkies, it means that he counts Kill Bill as one film.
So this is technically 10.
Yeah.
It's 10th via release.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, it's... He says he's stopping at 10. I don't believe him.
Maybe he is.
Maybe, but I don't believe him.
He has had a weird and wonderful ride with him.
Yeah, but like, he'll be sitting at home retired one day, maybe like... Five years from now, seven years from now, he's going to have an idea and he's going to make another film. There's no way he stops making films. No way number 10 is his last film.
Especially with a cast like this. I mean, like, but to be fair, if you were to end your career as a director on the magical 10, because you made a lot of money, you made so much money off of Pulp Fiction.
Mm.
Well, actually, Reservoir Dogs.
Mm.
Although, technically, did he direct Reservoir Dogs?
Did.
And he writ Reservoir Dogs as well, didn't
he? Hmm. Yeah.
Which one of his films that he has he made that he hasn't directed, well, hasn't written?
I
know there's a couple.
J. Jackie Brown. I know he wrote Dusk Till Dawn, but he didn't direct that one.
Yeah, it's Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to star in it as the brother.
Is that why? I don't think that's why.
Yeah, he wanted to sell the film.
Yeah, but I don't think... Yeah, okay.
And he got to act alongside George Clooney. He was at the shit at the time.
I mean, at that specific time, yeah. He wasn't before or after. Yeah.
That film basically took all of the best out of George Clooney.
Yeah.
Took him out of the rom-com sort of like genre. Yeah. No, you got Ocean's 11. That's unfair.
What?
Ocean's 11, George Clooney's fine.
Yeah, he's fine, but he's still not...
He's not Snake.
At that level.
He's not be cool.
He's not.
That was the peak. Like, if you ever saw an actor at his peak, yeah. That was his peak.
Yeah.
Actually, he's probably got loads more in the tank, but that was the peak that I saw. Everybody be cool. That shit right there, that scene, is only rivaled by Nicolas Cage's Okay, Let's Go in Gone in 60 Seconds. In regards to the specific timing and the delivery.
Maybe, but I think his character in Dusk Till Dawn has more moments like that. Like, that's just one moment and it's cool. But he has other, like, just
yeah,
really
it's cool, like, very exploitation.
I mean, what do you expect? It's fucking written by... it's written by Quentin Tarantino and directed by Robert Rodriguez. Of course it's better.
I don't know. Anyway, so you got that. But Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Bruce Lee scene.
Yep.
Kind of confused me because I didn't really see it, but apparently everyone's in it. That was around at that time. So you got Bruce Lee, Charles Manson.
It's his love letter to Hollywood. So it will have as many people as he could possibly fit in the film. I mean, it looks interesting. I mean, it wasn't going to be anything but interesting, at least.
Who's playing Bruce Lee?
I don't know. I heard his name earlier, but...
Because he does look quite convincing.
I don't recall.
Ironically.
Because, you know, it wasn't my turn to do the research, so...
Bless you. Yeah, so, anything from the mailbag, sir?
No. No, but there was something I wanted to...
You're trying to get me to sign the release form live on air, yeah?
Huh?
Trying to get me to sign the release form live on air for this movie.
No, of course you do that off here.
What?
Instagram.
Instagram?
Yeah. Instagram's just so weird.
In what way?
Like, I keep getting, like, these, I don't know, women posing. And just
that's what
shit.
They do on Instagram. I mean, you
why?
Know, it's like why? It's like visual statues. I'd not say, well, you know. I think it's the same thing. It is like, you know, statues of people that you're looking at.
Yeah, it should make me want to go to the gym.
Yeah, you should.
I should. I know I should. I know I should. Have you seen these girls' fires? Crazy. It's like they want to break penises. Like, I need to...
I think a lot of stoners like this. All I'm getting at the moment, like, as horrible as it sounds, me being shunned, it's just a lot of people that are into weed.
It's your brand.
I don't think it
that
is.
That is your brand.
Shunt life is not,
that's how,
not
well,
about blazing.
You know, that's how you come off. Like, you
I
say
come across as a stoner.
You say a lot of shit. You're often wrong. You don't care what I think.
I don't care.
Yeah, but I'm the only person that's conversing with you at the time. So all people hear is you don't care what I think. You know, it's that is your brand. That's the brand you're cultivating.
Oh. Might have to start branching out into other things, like...
Maybe.
Actually, let's maybe. See what your.
I'm going to do a. What do you call it? A spin off podcast all about Tom Clancy novels.
Why?
Why not?
Why so?
Why not?
What is it going to be called?
Chatting Clancy.
Ugh. Better do that on your phone, bruv.
Talking Tom.
You've only got 3 followers. That's terrible. People follow My Name Is Redacted. I know he tells
no!
not to follow
no.
My Name Is Redacted, but no. 3 followers is ridiculous.
Just leave me with the fitness girls. Don't follow me. Just don't follow me. There's no need.
Kerman? What the fuck's Kerman, bruv?
I don't
know. Wait, have you got unfiltered access?
Getting bouncy with Clancy?
Getting bouncy with Clancy. Have you got unfiltered access to this lady with the fires?
What lady with the fires?
Lady with the fires.
Which one?
The one that's your Instagram follower.
I don't know about that.
He lies, bruv.
I don't know about that.
Why is she following you? Her account's private as well, so boy.
I don't know about that.
Terrible stuff, bruv.
What terrible stuff? Bruv, I don't know about that.
Yeah, follow him. It's going ridiculous.
Let's see. I don't know.
So, Fancy with Clancy.
It was Bouncy with Clancy.
Bouncy.
That could be another one. Fancy with Clancy.
Or tiggle your Clancy. How about
that? Sounds too sexual.
It's got to sound sexual. It's Tom Clancy.
NF, you know, not safe for work. NSFW.
Not safe for work, yeah.
Yeah.
Just fine. You just have to say the words. Or when you're using it, don't use the abbreviation. It's just pointless.
Or isn't it?
terrible. Why not? But yeah.
Yeah, that's gonna be my spin-off. My spin-off. Podcast. Coming soon. Watch out for it.
You just need to concentrate on one project and finish it. You got a friggin' spin-off podcast that you're looking to do. Yeah. You got a friggin' script that you need to write. Just finish one.
Yeah. I've got my toilet connoisseur Instagram that's coming out soon as well.
Don't do it.
Why not?
Don't do it.
Look, I just make sure no one's in there, or like I put a...
Don't do it, bro. Sexual harassment.
Men at work sign on the outside or whatever.
It's terrible stuff. Don't do it. Don't cancel Redacted.
Huh?
Don't cancel Redacted.
I'm uncancellable.
I don't know, bro. I kind of want to be cancelled now.
Why?
Just for the experience. You know, just how does it feel?
I feel like cancelled.
I feel like, but then saying that, it's like
it feels exactly like this.
What do you mean?
Hmm?
What do you mean? It feels exactly like
this? Like nothing's changed. You still carry on your life the way it was the day before.
But what about the unsurmountable pressure of you not getting monies for your jobs?
That wouldn't happen. Mm. I mean, it depends what you're doing, but like. If you're a writer, mm-hmm. for example.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of money, shout out to tpublic.com/Wylon for all the merch. We've got a couple real dumb shit hoodies up on there and a couple Wylon bits and pieces. The only reason why I say that is because they said that we can make money from the merch. Remember that time?
Yeah.
And we've only sold like 4. It's like 4 t-shirts. And gyro money is
fine. You know why? Because there's no Gorillaz t-shirt. There was a Gorillaz t-shirt, people be on that shit.
So I have to design a Gorillaz t-shirt.
They want to be represented.
You know what? The Gorillaz t-shirt, by the time this podcast comes out, will be up on that. So it's going to be waves, isn't it? It's all right. Go pop my collar now.
Yeah.
That's what you're hearing. So Gorilla. Okay, so what should be on the Gorillaz t-shirt?
I mean, you want to design the t-shirt on air with a hot mic?
Yeah, why not? Let's do it. Like, only because it'll be funny when
it looks completely different.
When it looks completely different and people are wondering what's all this wonderful merch on the thing. And then we advertise it. It's like, oh my God, why are they advertising it now? You know, like, I really know about this.
Okay.
It's crazy. Crazy.
This is why stoners follow you.
Bruv, shut up.
Why the ladies with the thick thighs follow me?
Ladies with thick thighs like me as well. They love the shunt. They want to get shunted.
Fay off.
That, and I've already pledged my undying love to Katie Holmes, so...
Oh, fuck that.
That's the only reason why the ladies aren't really interested in Shunt at this time.
Dry face.
Bruv. Every face is wonderful. No. Actually, in a realistic terms, how things... How about this? Has. I do need to get real with some, you know, really good people in regards to females.
Look, this is not your dating app.
No!
There's no Sean would like to meet over here.
Would like to meet. Actually, that would be a good section as well.
What? Hashtag Sean would like to meet.
No. For yeah, women. No, well, this
I
is
heard
it.
You on the radio today. On the internet.
I heard you on the internet today.
And I think you've got a lovely voice, so I'd like to meet you. I want to see what your face looks like. That's so filthy. Can't be making them noises, bruv.
That's great, bruv.
Wait till I leave.
You want to hear my voice? Interesting. It's good stuff. Yeah, but I mean, like,
no, Sean, I want to hear your real voice. I want to hear your fake sexy man voice.
Fake sexy man voice. What the fuck? What does that even fucking mean, bruv? You think I go into the bedroom like no, bruv, no. Half the time it's just sweat and silence, bro. I don't want to talk. I don't want to say nothing. Concentrating on the task, bro. It's horrible, but true. Spent sweat, silence, and maybe some R&B playing in the background.
That's why you need to be hitting the gym, bro.
But no R. Kelly.
That's why you need to be hitting the gym.
What do you mean hitting the gym?
You talk all day, bro.
Ugh. Talk all day. That's terrible. At the moment, I am going back to the gym. So you're going to have a ripped shunt.
Yeah.
Soon.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Me too movement, yeah, probably.
No, just me as well. Mm-hmm. See, that's what I don't like, how... That's been taken away from me now.
Mm.
I can't say me too without thinking, like, some stuff.
Yeah, well, you get sexually harassed.
Yeah. So I need to say me as well. Or also me.
Yes, me. Yes, me.
Yeah.
That's my new one.
What?
Instead of that, me yes, as well. Me. Yes, me. Yes, me.
But Jim's the one. Mm. So, you know.
Apart from that,
I don't want my penis broken. So, you know.
Well, the fucked up thing is that if your penis was to be broken,
yeah,
there's no form of bodybuilding you can do other than wear a steel condom. Which I'm pretty sure you will not feel a damn thing.
What do you mean, after or before?
I think you would probably go right your penis off with a steel condom.
Exactly, why would you want to go there?
It's like a bullet. Mm. Stabbing bullet. Terrible stuff. Yeah. But it should be alright, I reckon. In regards to the mailbag, I ain't got nothing, so I'm going to wrap this up, I guess.
Yep.
But yeah, most of the stuff will be down in the description. I'm going to try and invent something. And yeah, just follow the links and give us monies, lots of monies. That's what we want, really. That's what we're doing. I mean, like, we're saying that we're not doing it like that, but
yeah,
like, kind of back of your mind. It's like when you buy a lottery ticket.
Yeah.
You're taking part. You're finding money out there.
When I buy a lottery ticket, I want to win. Like,
well, this is it. This is it. I want to fucking win. I need money.
No, but...
People buy merch. Buy the merch, bro. I mean,
yes, buy the merch, but also...
Only if you want to. Also, and only if it's cool.
It's not your money that I want. Mm. Yeah, I'm going to be real. It's not your money that I want.
Mm. I want my money.
I want some, like, BBC money... Some Sky money.
You have to
Disney
finish script money. That's it.
Bruv. And some Netflix money.
You need to finish the script money.
Shut up. Yeah. Yeah. Real dumb movie. Real shit dumb movie.
Oh, God. You're changing
coming
that
soon.
Title.
Coming soon.
Just call it RDS or something.
Man, but no one's going to know what that is.
Real dumb shit, bruv.
Yeah, it's going to be a shit real dumb movie.
So, SDR.
Nah, man, no fucking abbreviations or initialisms. Fuck that shit.
You can do that in a movie. You can't do that in, like, general. Like, conversation. But you can do it in a movie.
You can't do that in a movie.
You can.
Nah. oh, I won the tickets to RSWV. No, no one's going to say that.
Yeah, SWV is a great band.
Yeah, but not, shut up. You know what I'm talking about.
Mm. RS, real streets.
I don't know. No one's buying tickets to see Initialism.
No, they are.
Huh?
They'll buy concert tickets for Initialism.
That's different.
You're talking about movies. The only movies that sell are subtitled with abbreviations.
Like?
Terminator Genesis.
That's not an abbreviation.
It was.
No, it isn't.
It is.
What was the abbreviation?
Genesis.
It's not an abbreviation.
It is. It's got a Y and a Z in it.
That's not a hat. That's not an abbreviation.
It's not the way it's spelled.
Yeah, no, it was an incorrect spelling. It wasn't an abbreviation.
It's an abbreviation because it's less than the original one, so it's an abbreviation.
No, that's not how it works.
And it's a word then?
Any shortening of a word.
So a word is just a letter, that's what you're saying?
Yes, that's an abbreviation.
That's an abbreviation?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. I agree to disagree.
You're wrong.
You're wrong.
This is why the stone is like you.
Okay, how do you decide what an abbreviation... For example, T with... A vicar, right?
Yeah.
T W A V, right?
Yeah.
Yeah? But T's already been. That's not an abbreviation, it's the word.
Yeah, but if you wrote it down, it would be a T.
That's what I'm saying. But T is T, right?
Yeah.
Hmm.
What's your point?
Just saying, it's not an abbreviation if you say the word.
No, but if you write it down, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, because
you're, you're not going to write T, the word, and then W-A-V, are you?
No, you can do, but it'd be like T.
You can, if you're a fucking moron, but you know normal person is going to do that.
Most people do.
If they were going to do that, just put T, the letter T.
No, I'm saying T as in like the drink tea.
I know you're saying the drink tea.
It's not,
but no one's going to write.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but if the rest of it is abbreviated, you have to abbreviate the T.
Fair enough. It's pointless.
It is pointless.
It's like duh.
What?
Duh. Like when people abbreviate the word duh.
Duh is not a word.
As in T-H-E.
The.
The.
Yeah.
The. That annoys me.
Why?
When it's in an abbreviation, that annoys me.
Yeah, but sometimes it has to be.
No.
Yes.
It'll be the blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, so no.
The
if you say,
blah, blah.
So if you didn't say WTF, you're not going to say W the F.
Well, it works. That works either way.
No, it doesn't, because you sound like a fucking moron. And if you write
it
down...
All these kids do.
And if you write it down, it looks even worse.
Yeah, it depends on...
You know I'm right. I know I'm right. That's why this phone is like you, because you're just stubborn for no reason.
No, but it works with that one. There's no damn reason. It works with that one.
Huh?
It works.
It doesn't work.
W the F.
No.
Yeah, it works.
No.
It works.
No, it doesn't work. And if you write it down, it looks stupid.
It does look stupid if you write it down.
Exactly.
But the word about... Exactly. You know, it is what it is. Anyway, I've got to wrap up the show. Replaceables is coming back next week. As I didn't come up with one this week. But actually, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to insert them post episode, and that way I can just talk about it and you can't interrupt
me. Exactly. That's
it.
You're just going to have the whole, like, half the show is going to be pre-recorded before I get here.
Pre-recorded, bro.
So I don't get to weigh in or add some logic. I don't get to inject some logic into the situation.
Never.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Justice for all.
It's not justice.
Justice.
It's fucking tyranny.
Of course it is.
The reign of bastardness.
What do you mean? Rain or shunt, bruv. Anyway, rain or shine, I'm out and it's fine. Later.